We want to honor all of our mothers. We want to honor any chance we can get. We want to honor mothers. And today is our special Sunday to honor all of our mothers here today. I really admire women of faith, because, you know, men, speaking to you for a second, we really don't know how grateful we are. We really don't. Because when you look back, or you sit down and you think how big it is to have a wonderful woman of God in your life, you're really thankful for it. It may be with teachers, maybe with coaches, maybe just a role model in general. Those are wonderful. And man, it's just as good, in my opinion, even better to have a wonderful woman of God, a mother, a mentor of faith. And I want to honor all of you women today that have done that. And I want to let you know that we honor you today for your faithfulness, not just to this church, but your faithfulness to God, your faithfulness to your family. And it's a wonderful thing. Amen. I found an article on Psychology Today from Dr. Barton Goldsmith. He gave some different reasons why we should be grateful to celebrate Mother's Day. And I grabbed six of those from him. Here's the first one. Mothers are the emotional backbones of the family. They provide the holding place for everyone's feelings and do their best to keep us from being hurt. Second one, truly our mothers worked hard and made sacrifices so our lives would be better. There are not a lot of people willing to do that. So let her know you appreciate that. The third one, when you want to climb the tallest mountain, your mother will make you lunch for you. She is the one who will support your dreams when no one else will. And she will also remind you to wear clean underwear. Number four, a mother's ears and eyes hear and see everything. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They also have a computer-like memory for all the good and some of the bad that came your way. I disagree with that. It's more than some. But it's nice to have someone with whom you can reminisce about your whole life. That's what I do with my mom. She remembers stuff from childhood. I don't remember. I don't have a great memory. And I'll say, I don't remember ever doing that. Oh, yes, you did. And she's got it down, word for word. But that's a good thing. Number five, mom taught you to be a functioning adult. That was her job. And without that, making it through the modern world would be very hard. Your mom may have forced you to do your homework, but now you see how important it was. And I can personally say amen to that. And the last one's very simple. If it wasn't for your mom, you would not be breathing right now. If nothing else, you should thank her for that. I'm very blessed to come from a wonderful family. I really am. And I'm not just saying that because some of my family's here. I'm saying that because I really mean it. And I want to tell you the time that my mother almost killed me. As a child, I had a hard time submitting to authority. And so my parents would say, very simply, "Sean, don't do that." And I would say, "Why?" And they would give the reason. And eventually I would go and do it. And I would get in trouble for it. And I'd be punished. Now, I wasn't a bad kid. I was nice. I tried to do the right things. But when it came to that, I just had a struggle with it. So I remember one time I was had this great imagination that I should drive a truck. But I wanted the real deal. So I got my dad's old white Chevy C10. Anybody remember those old trucks? Single cab. And it was a standard transmission. So I said, I want to drive the truck. And my mom just said, "No, don't drive the truck, Sean." And I said, "Why?" And they said, "Because something bad could happen." So I got my dad's truck. And I began to act like I was driving. So I was mowing along, you know, I was just going fast. And all of a sudden, I was imagining that I was in NASCAR, so I was going really quick, you know. And I wanted the downshift to beat the guy, and I actually downshift. And all of a sudden, the truck started moving for real. And I said, "Oh, boy, The truck's going down the driveway. I'm such a young kid, I can't even reach the pedals. I can't even say the word standard, right? I don't know what that means. So the truck's in neutral, I'm going down the driveway, and it goes beyond the street, past the street, runs into the neighbor's property. And I thought to myself, I'm going to die. If I'm not going to die from this, once my parents see it, I'm going to die. They're going to kill me. So they got me out of the truck, and I just remember these words. And my mom said, Sean, I'm disappointed in you. Oh. I said, oh boy, I think I'd rather be killed to hear those words. It hurt. But when moms say that to you, it hurts. Why? Because we care what mothers say. And we have that deep emotional bond with them. And we know that if you upset your mother, and worse than that, if she's disappointed in you, you messed up. You probably have a story of your own in your life whenever this has happened. And maybe it's a childhood, maybe a situation where you did something and it was disappointing to your mother. Now, your mother forgave you and she's loving and she helps you to get back to where you needed to be. But you still remember those words. And I think it's a great and appropriate thing to remind all of us that today on Mother's Day, we need to honor our mothers. The Bible makes it very clear that we need to honor our mothers. Matter of fact, he said mother and father. In Exodus 12, God simply says, honor your father and mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. I want you to remember these words. Honor and obey God's way. It's very simple. Honor and obey God's way. Well, Sean, what do you mean? How do you honor and obey God's way? The first point I want to make is that honoring your mother is honoring God.
Yes.
Now, let's go back to the original text, Exodus 20:12. And we're talking about the Israelites. God's given these laws, these things in place. You need to do this in order to be good and have wonderful things in the promised land. And when you look at the scripture and the commentary and you do a little cross-referencing, God made this very, very important. As a matter of fact, in the Jewish law, if there was a child that did not honor their father and mother, they could possibly face the death penalty. Pretty serious. Now, granted, we're not Jewish. We don't go by the Jewish law. You may have thought one time your mother may give you the death penalty, right? But that wasn't the case. But for we as Gentiles, it's just as important to honor our father and mother. That standard that God put there was so important. And we know this for a fact because the Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians 6, verses 2 through 3. Let me read it to you. He says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. That's New Testament. There's no question that God wants us to honor our mothers and fathers. There's no question about it. And mothers need to be honored on this day. Mothers have wisdom and understanding that we do not. Mothers have gone through things that we have not. Mothers have that love and that instinct that we do not have. Guys, I love you, but I'm telling you right now, if it wasn't for women, we'd be a bunch of hard, calloused, mean, rude people, right? Because that's the way we think. But mothers have a big role in that, and they give us an understanding. This is how you do things the right way. This is how you need to handle this. Maybe you should calm down a little bit. Maybe you should remember what happened in this, but you see what I'm saying here. And that's just barely starting to scrape the surface of what mothers do. But we have to honor and obey God's way when it comes to our mothers and our fathers. As many of you know, I've been doing prison ministry for about 2 years now. And most of the time I show up, I go in, it's a very set schedule. I go into, we have two services, two Protestant services. We have a main one, then we have another one after that. I go in, I greet a bunch of guys, and hey, good to see you. I usually play a song or two, or I'll preach, and then we go to the next service. There's not a lot of discipleship time with me. They have a lot of discipleship there, and it's wonderful. There are a couple of occasions where I'm able to go in and sit in small groups and talk to these men. And I want to tell you something right now, folks. A lot of those men have not honored their mother and father in ways. A lot of them made mistakes. They understand forgiveness. They understand grace. Many of them have accepted that and forgiven themselves. Many of them have gone out and asked for forgiveness from others. It's a beautiful thing. But one of the sad things that breaks my heart is whenever these men begin to talk, and if they ever bring up how they disappointed their mothers or their fathers, it hurts. It hurts. You can see it in their eyes. They begin to tear up. You can just see that it's like they just want to just tear their heart out to think, here I am locked up, and my mother and my father are disappointed in me. You see, when we honor and obey God's way, we honor our parents. When we do that, we see the right things, and He blesses us for it, because that's what God wants. Now, I want to speak to mothers for a second. Won't take long. Don't worry. I'm not going to put you, on the stand. But mothers, I want to encourage you that you need to honor and obey God's commandments as well. You are a role model to us. You may not think it. You may not think that my son's not listening to me. He never listens to me. He listens to he listens to his dad, but he don't listen to me. We listen to you. We just don't say anything. But mothers are very important. And if you don't follow God's commandment as well, there are consequences. I remember very, very clearly, I went to go see a friend's house, and they just had a child, and it was a wonderful thing. And so they said, hey, you want to see our new kid? And, a pretty good friend of mine. I'm like, yeah, okay, sure, no big deal. And I was just starting a ministry, so it was kind of, let me keep talking. So they had their son there, and a great kid, So he's talking, and he's playing in front of the TV, and all of a sudden, he says a bad word. And his parents were furious. They began to put him in the corner and interrogate him. Where'd you hear that from? Who told you that? Because, Pastor, it wasn't me. It wasn't us. We don't use words like that. They were kind of defending themselves. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, give the kid a break, He didn't even know what he said. It was a bad word. And his parents were furious. Oh, we just don't know where he heard this from. This is an outrage. Well, after dinner, we began to watch some TV. They said, let's watch this show that we like to watch all the time. Well, I heard that word several times. And I thought, I know where that child got that word from. Now, a lot of times we don't think about that, We roll along with it, We work out in society, in the workplace. We hear that, we hear stuff all the time. I want to just give you a little caution. And this is not just for mothers. This is for fathers, too. Very important. Always know that your children are listening and watching everything. And it's being stored in that brain as well. And so you may be surprised if you hear a bad word. It may embarrass you. You didn't say it, but they're listening to it. Does that make sense? We have to honor and obey God's way in everything that we do. Everything that we say, everything that we're around, maybe the environment we're around. Now, I understand sometimes we're in places where we can't help it. You go watch the Texas Rangers, I mean, come on. Somebody stands up and starts cursing. You can't stop that, right? You can give a lesson. Hey, remember, you hear what he said? We don't say that. You could do that. But there's certain cases you can't stop. But the things that we can, we have to be role models for our children. And I am telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that when time will come, your child will thank you. And we'll honor you years down the road, because they'll remember that. They'll remember their situations. Whenever you took them by their hand and you showed them this is right, this is wrong, they'll remember that. They'll thank you for it. Whenever they were wrong and they needed discipline and you gave it to them, it may hurt them right then, but looking back, they'll appreciate you for it, because you put the foundations down for them in their life. They'll also love the affection and the love that you give them. They'll remember that. They'll know, because there's a lot of times, especially in society today, friends, that there's just not a whole lot of encouragement. It's pretty brutal. It's pretty daggering, I guess you could say. But I'm telling you, you put these things in place years down the road, if not right away, Your children will honor you for that. It's not too late. To not follow the Lord is very unwise. Not honoring your mother is not wise. Not honoring your father is not wise. It's not a good thing to do. The Bible has made that very, very clear. And I didn't want to sit here and give you all a bunch of scriptures and, you know, because a lot of times that's hard for us to remember all those things. It's very simple. We honor and obey God's way. And whenever we honor our father and our mother, God says you will have long life on this earth. We have to do that now. You may not be a parent. I'm not. And I really don't want to be the type of guy, you know, that's kind of like the hypocrite, you know. You know, oh, he's preaching to me and he's never even gone. I've gone through. I understand that. But I'm letting you guys know from a child saying about my mother, I had a great example to follow, and my father as well. It's not too late to change that around. And you that are not parents, you have a following as well. That time where you're at Little League Baseball or you're teaching or you're whatever it may be, where you're around children, remember, they're watching, they're listening. And they may not even have a parent. And you could fill that role and you don't even know it. I went to the Easter Sunrise service and I preached, and it was a great time. One of the greatest things that was there is that when I was preaching, I looked up and I saw one of my basketball coaches sitting right there. And I thought, oh man, don't mess this up. You know, that was my first thought. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But I was like taken back to the times in high school where I needed a little attitude adjustment, needed a little encouragement, needed a little bit of push. And he was there every time. Just immediately it came back to that. And I was so glad that he was there. That's just a coach. That's one coach. So you see what I'm saying? And that was junior high basketball. I wasn't any good. I hardly played, you know. But that little time with my coach affected my life. You can be that person as well. And it may be something you think is very small. But if you do it, you'll be honored for it. And if you're not honored by the person then, you'll be honored by God. The bottom line is this. We have to follow. We have to follow God. We have to follow, if you're still growing up, you have to follow good parenting. You have to follow your mother. You have to listen to her. Chances are, she's right. You're not. Most of the time, growing up, we think what? We're always right. I want you to consider that and honor your parents. When you honor and obey God's way, you will live a long life on this earth, and that is pleasing to God. Mothers, I just want to let you know that we as a church, we love you. Amen. Each and every one of you. We do. I want to add one more thing. Some of you may be sitting here, and you may be thinking, Pastor, this doesn't apply to me. My mother was not a good mother. My mother abused me. She rejected me. She abandoned me. She used me. Whatever it may be. I don't have a father figure. I was an orphan, or I had to get out of that. I don't know what that is. I want to let you know that there is forgiveness and grace. God will help you with that. And what's even more beautiful than that is that you can be the chain breaker in that family. And you can begin that honor in the family and change it everything. You can do that. I want to let you know that. You may not have someone to honor. You can. Just find a wonderful lady in this church and say thank you, right? But in your personal life, you may not have a mother that you want to honor. Or maybe a dad. For men, you can be that person, because we have grace and redemption and freedom through Christ, and that's the most important thing, because we can do all these things through the Lord, and He gives us wisdom and honor and grace.